The decline of the financial markets continues to reflect the worries of investors. So far, neither President Bush's speech this week on corporate responsibility or congressional action on corporate reforms has helped reverse market losses. Millions of Americans have invested their future in mutual funds. They hope to rely on them one day to send their children to college or to be able to retire with security. What can be done to win the confidence of these investors? David Potruck is president and co-CEO of Charles Schwab, which serves nearly 8 million individual investor accounts. He joins us from Roanoke Park, California. Mr. Potruck, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And what kind of calls have your brokers and portfolio managers been receiving over the past few weeks?
Well, investors are increasingly nervous, and they have clearly had a crisis of trust and a crisis of confidence. The good news is that our research shows that investors still believe that equity investing is the right long-term strategy for preparing for retirement and creating any opportunities for wealth creation. But right now, today, putting money in the stock market is something people don't want to do. And they're confused and wondering what can be done to restore confidence and to restore integrity in the system that they've come to believe in over the past 20 years.
Help us measure the significance of this, if you could, Mr. Potruck. In the 3 days following President Bush's speech this week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 473 points for 5%. Were you surprised by that? How significant is that?
It's very significant, Scott, and I was very surprised. I thought the president did a good job in his speech. I think that we need more in the way of clear deadlines, a challenge to the Congress to pass new legislation by October 1st, or to the SEC to put in place new regulations by October 1st, with more progress to be made as the fall unfolds, something new to be in place by January. Investors, to restore their confidence, they need to know that changes are going to happen quickly that put integrity back in the system.
And what kind of changes, Mr. Potruck? What one, two, or three things do you think could be done between now and October that might improve investor confidence?
Well, I think people are angry over the fact that CEOs, for example, can reap huge rewards in stock options, and then their companies go downhill, the accounting disclosures, restatements of earnings, and other things that hurt the stockholders after the CEOs have taken money off the table. Those monies should be returned to the company. There shouldn't be that opportunity for unfair gain. Why not, for example, have CEOs or CFOs have to file in advance their plans to sell company stock so that there can be appropriate questions asked? And the market can absorb this information before the fact, not after the fact. More regulations regarding potential conflicts of interest of auditing firms, making sure that auditing firms are not doing consulting work for those companies that they do the audits for. There's been some proposals in that regard, and I think those are wonderful steps in the right direction that can be implemented quickly.
Mr. Potruck, let me put you on the spot a bit more, even if I can. What areas of the U.S. economy, as far as you're concerned, are ripe for growth and could benefit from the capital of increased investment right now? If you were handling somebody's portfolio other than your own,
Scott, we're working on a print ad right now, and one of the subheads in the print ad is cement, not cyber, which we thought was pretty cute. And it gets to the point that right now where there's growth is in the fundamental industry sectors of our economy, transportation companies, materials companies, companies that are involved in housing, and housing starts and housing is surprisingly up in the country. People are nesting and putting their money into their dwellings. Companies that manufacture materials that help people improve their homes are doing very well. Our economy is, in fact, growing. So if the economy is growing, well, where are the companies that are doing well? It's not the technology companies. It's not the telecom companies. It's not the media companies that have gathered so much focus over the past 5 years. It's the companies that move stuff around, transportation companies, some of the railroad companies. It's a very non-sexy, non-exciting part of the economy that has not gotten the attention of a lot of the public. There are parts of our economy that are doing well. There are stocks that are doing well. But they take some looking for, and they're not the places that investors have typically looked and seen wonderful returns over the past 10 years.
So bricks, not pixels.
Bricks, not clicks.
Mr. Potruck, thanks very much. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me on the show.
David Potruck is president and co-CEO of Charles Schwab, speaking with us from Rohnert Park, California.